Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. It's midday here in Alabama. We hope everything is going well for you. No matter what the situation is or what you're going through, God is still in charge. Put your house right now. Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We hope that you have been doing well. You have been got trumpled by Trump and all that's going on. Today in America, it is August 24th, 2016. America, the nation, out of step with the truth. August 2016, being controlled by media, the prince of the air. When was the last time you listened to real truth about what is happening in our nation? Real truth. You listen to www.blogtalkradio.com/house-production-gospel. Today, it's 12 noon. Have you had your lunch today? After lunch. You can get us on the short link at http://tobtr.com. Show is 9240723. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what. As we talk here in the studio, we are live. We have been kind of out of step here for a while. We have been working basically on our internet. We have had some problems with our internet and our connections are from equipment. We've been down for a while, but we're going to do a good show for you today. So we're going about 15 minutes long, and we're going to open up with Jesus Calling. Today is August the 24th. I am around you, hovering over you. Even as you seek my face, I am near than you dare believe, closer than the air you breathe. If my children could only recognize my presence, they would never feel lonely again. I know every thought before you think it, every word before you speak it. My presence impinges on your innermost being. Can you see the absurdity of trying to hide anything from me? You can easily deceive other people and even yourself, but I read you like an open, large print book. Like an open, large print book. Deep within themselves, most people have some awareness of my intimate presence. Many people run from me and vehemently deny my existence because my closeness terrifies them. But my own children have nothing to fear, but I have cleaned them by my blood and clothed them in my righteousness. Be blessed by my intimate nearness. Since I live in you, let me live through you, shining my light into the darkness. Psalms 139, verses 1 through 4, Ephesians 2, verse 13, and 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. Being in control by media, the prince of the air, when was the last time you listened to real truth about what is happening in our nation? Our Secret Production Gospel, www.blogtalkradio.com/house-production-gospel. Showtime is today. We have a few more minutes to go on the broadcast. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what your situation is or what you're going through. God is still in charge, you know. We have about 10 minutes and 50 seconds to go. We want to ask you a few questions and hope you that. If you want to call in, by the way, you can call 347-202-0317. That's if you want to call in and talk about anything. This episode here today is talking about what's taking place in America and being trumpetized and Hillary lies or whatever you want to call it. When was the last time you voted? When was the last time you handled your problems with the help of God, or were you trying to get them out in some other kind of way? We had a lightning strike here in our home a couple of days ago. Blew out a lot of stuff here in the house, television sets, several television sets. all of the stuff that I had hooked up to my computer, blew out my computer. My digital recorder is still working. A few other things are still working, but the drum machine is blowed up. All the telephone lines went out as well. We had a telephone man up yesterday as well as up today finishing up some things. But it is amazing to know and to see what is taking place in the world. What about Donald Trump? How real is he so far as president? What about Hillary Clinton? How real is she going to be as a president? God will raise up and set somebody in that seat in 2017. And it will be either Hillary Clinton, Senator Hillary Clinton, it will be Donald Trump. We hope that you have been prayed, because we believe that we have this in control and that we know what we're doing. But I want you to know, God is in the affairs of men, and that he is going to place somebody in that seat. And guess what? You and I, when we vote, will be on the plan, in the plan of what God wants done. That's the thing about God. He already knows who will be sitting in the White House from 2017. He knows who will be swearing in January of 2017. He knows how many votes he's going to get, each person is going to get. He knows absolutely everything. I am all around you, hovering over you, even as you seek my face. I am nearer than you dare believe, closer than the air you breathe. If my children could only recognize my presence, they will never feel lonely again. I know every thought before you think it, every word before you speak it. My presence impinges on your innermost being. Can you feel the absurdity of trying to hide anything from me? You can easily deceive other people and even yourself, but I read you like an open, large print book. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to Hillary. He's talking to Donald Trump. He's talking to all of the folks at Fox Media. He's talking to all of the people on the GOP, all of the people in the Democratic Party. He's talking to all mankind. And it's just amazing how we try to duck and get away from what God wants done for us and what he wants to do. He already got it laid out. It's just like you are on a track. And he already predetermined before the foundations of the earth where you are going to end up. Deep within yourself, most people have some awesome awareness about my imminent presence. Let me read that again for you. Deep within themselves, most people have some awareness of my imminent presence. He's all around you. He's in the sky, in your office right now. Look out the window. Whether you're on the first floor or the 20th floor or the 100th floor, look out the window. You already know where you are. He knows what time you'll be down on the ground. He knows what time you'll get in your home. Jesus is calling to America, to all of mankind, all over the world, to Russia, to Germany, to Spain, Italy, all nations, all of mankind. There is coming a judgment day. There is coming a judgment day. Many people run from me and vehemently deny my presence, vehemently deny the presence of God in the affairs of men. Do you know he is in the affairs of men? Can you imagine what it's like for Hillary Clinton, former president, Bill Clinton, for President Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Vice President Biden and his wife, and all of the people that are in the elements of have been in power and are in power right now? What it is to awesomeness is to go down on your knees at night, morning, noon, and night, praying for leadership and how to guide and how to deal with all of us as humanity. I have no doubt that they do that. God's face. They seek how they are to deal with certain issues. Down in Louisiana, my family was involved in that flooding. They were flooded out. They was in a hotel for a week. We packed in their God knows all about that. He knows everything. And ooh, how did the media use that particular situation when they're talking? You remember when George Bush flew across Louisiana in the plane, and they all the media and everybody dogged him out? Oh, they did President Barack Obama the same way. They dogged him out. President Barack Obama, perhaps just the same way as Mr. Bush did, call down and check with the people in charge down there. When should I come down? What should I do? How should I do? Other than that, releasing the emergency funds that normally when a disaster area is declared. Other than those things like that, they did all those things. But we as human beings, we pick and choose inside and pro and con and do all that we can to prevent from what's taking place. But who are you helping? How many people did you reach out to in Louisiana? How many times have you prayed for the president? How many times have you prayed for Donald Trump? How about Hillary Clinton? How many times have you prayed for the relationship to America and Russia and all of the situations going on with Isaac and the bombing and things like that? Satan is real busy. Satan is real busy. We thank you for being with us today. We thank you for being with us today on House Ibadan Gospel Blog Talk Radio. And our program was Today in America, August 24th, 2016. Don't let Fox lead you down a foxhole. Don't let MSNBC lead you down a foxhole. Don't let any news media lead you down a foxhole. America, the nation, out of step with the truth. We are truly out of step with the truth. And the truth is God's word. Being controlled by the media, the prince of the air. When was the last time you listened to real truth about what is happening in our nation? House Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/House Production Gospel. Today's short link is http://tobtr.com/show92407 23. Until next time, this is Freddie Howell from House Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio from the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Brings you poetry, the flow, the chant, the good, chant, the driver, people, automatic payment, only cost so many a penny. Save this penny, earned you more, the money you saved is billed like a wave of dollar bill, the thrill, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all stages of situations.